Grainger knows when you're a procurement manager for an office park, you're not managing one building. You're managing all of them. And to stay ahead, you need to see through walls and around corners. Lights about to fail, filters ready to clog, HVAC on its last leg. If you wait until something breaks, you're already behind. Count on Grainger for quality products, easy reordering, and 24/7 support. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I started Ornata in 2013, and we make bike apparel. The best part of Shopify for me is our ability to run the business as essentially non-technical people. We're able to admin everything on the back end, front end, and sell things online easily. If Shopify were a bike accessory, I think it would actually be the bicycle. It's the thing that you do the thing on. We run the business on Shopify.
Start your free trial on shopify.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. It is awful to be with you tonight here after the USA got bounced 4-1 against Belgium in the round of 16 in the 2026 World Cup. We'll talk about how it happened, why it happened, what's next, etc. I'll throw the link up if people want to join and talk soccer, or I try to take my mind off it for a little bit, watch the end of Monday Night Raw with another stupid-ass decision by their creative. And also, people keep telling me about the Brewers, that the Brewers won. All right, the Brewers won 4-3. Nice little seventh inning there tonight. Okay, good for the Milwaukee Brewers. Here's the main question that's going to be asked on every single show, whether these people know soccer or don't. And here's how I feel. I like that all these shows that haven't been covering soccer, I like that they've been covering soccer during the highs. I'm not thrilled about how they're going to cover soccer during the lows. I'm on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. It looks like I got something in my mustache. Might be, I was like booger crying earlier in depression about my United States soccer team. No, I wasn't, but maybe I was. I don't know. This World Cup was, for the United States team, was a failure. And I don't need Giannis to tell me there is no failure. And I don't need Paschke to say that was brilliant. Great interview, by the way. Paschke's the GOAT. But I still don't like that Giannis got up there and said, what is failure, et cetera, et cetera. This was a failure of a performance by the United States for losing. I don't want to sugarcoat it, and I can't. They failed. They had a round of 16 game with a chance to get to the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002 in Seattle. This is not just on American soil. Okay, this is in Seattle. There are a few towns where they get A-plus when it comes to soccer. Portland's one of them, but they don't have a stadium like this. Kansas City is one of them. I think Philadelphia could be considered one of them. There's Chicago I could put in there. But Seattle is like as good as it gets. If you were to say, where should this game be played? Pick one and get greedy. The answer is Seattle. And they had it. And the fans were nuts. And the marches to the stadiums were nuts. And I love the whole pregame rally, and I love the College game day atmosphere. And I want to give a shout out to Rob Stone, who's been covering this team for so long with Fox. And when I turned on the pregame, he wasn't sitting at the desk. He was up clapping and getting the fans pumped up. I mean, I just don't see, with all due respect, a Kurt Menefee or a Nate Burleson or who else runs one of these booths. Who's the main? Reese Davis. They're not doing that anywhere. But these guys, and Lawless is kind of a dink. But everyone they have on that broadcast, Dempsey and Stu Holden and Landon and all these guys, Carly Lloyd, they are bleeding for this team with you. They are bleeding for this team with you. And the issue is, you had it set up how in every perfect way. Monday night football in Seattle, a nation turned its lonely eyes to you. 40 million, 45 million, maybe 50 million people watch this game. And so many of them are going to walk away and say, what the fuck did I just watch? This? I got hyped up for this. I had to push off The Bachelorette one. I don't know what's on tonight. For this? What did you make me watch this for? And because of that, and Brandon is right here, the goal was to get to the quarters at the very least. The USA, when they beat Paraguay 4-1, I was bewildered. And Paraguay ended up taking out Germany on kick, so it's not like they were a slouch. I was bewildered. And I acted like it. And people were like, it's just one game. It's Paraguay. No. This was a huge, huge deal. Huge deal. And then they beat Australia, and now they've got 6 points in a group, and they win their group. These are unprecedented times. The Turkey game ultimately didn't matter, but we kind of felt like we wanted to pretend like it did. That had no bearing on anything else. Then you beat Bosnia, and you get a knockout round win, but they did expand. So if you... They haven't really gone for it. Seems like they, it felt like, because there was an extra game and an extra round. So maybe it feels like they went further, but they didn't go further. They still are short of the quarters. Getting to Spain, getting to Friday, getting to SoFi, that was the goal. They did not reach the goal. Thus, their performance was a failure. And people are going to sugarcoat that by saying there's a lot of attention on soccer and a new generation and this World Cup's doing record numbers. And all of those things are true. All of those things are true. This was a good 3 weeks for soccer. Now, I am disappointed because now that the USA is out, just like when the Packers go out or the Brewers go out or the Bucks go out, everyone's attention dives. Oh, I don't really care. Maybe I'll watch the World Series. So now maybe you'll catch a game. England plays Saturday and like 5 o'clock, and Argentina, if they win, you'll get Messi in prime time. All right. But I mean, are you throwing your weight around Colombia and Switzerland tomorrow at 4? Not anymore. Because the USA is out, and Mexico's out, and Canada's out. So all the host countries, out. I think I started to feel bad about this one when Mexico was out, because then I thought, oh, okay, all the CONCACAF teams are going to get bounced here. That's no good. So it was a failure. There's successful things to take away from this? Absolutely. But it was a failure. I'll throw a link up if anyone wants to join. I've got plenty of different talking points that I would like to offer to the table. And more importantly, squash. as well. Forrest says the moment was too big, period. The talent was there. The moment was too big. And then trying to fight Spain for a goalie. The goalkeeping was abhorrent in this tournament. And it didn't seem like that at the start. Now, I was worried. I don't think Turner was the guy, but I was worried that Belgium would find a way to score. I thought there was going to be a quick goal in this game. And if you had to have me pick USA or Belgium, I would have picked Belgium. And then Freeze has a save instantly. And I thought, okay, we're off the board. That is it. That was the quick goal that could have happened. We avoided it. We're good. But then they scored at the 9-minute mark. And again at the 33-minute mark. And so both of those goals, I'll lump them together first before I separate. Both of those goals, free goals here. Get your free goals here. Do you want to pass it into our 6-yard box? Here you are, sir. And it's not like Tim Ream was on the moon. He was there. The guys were there. Coach is going crazy. Like, what is this? You can tactically do it, but the players still have to act. Yes. This was not a loss on the coach. Now you could say, did he not get him ready? Did he not? This guy had him ready. They were just bad. That is how I feel. That is how I feel in that moment. I got some people saying, well, that was a very Wisconsin type, very Packers type loss. No. A Packers type loss would have been if they scored, made it 3-3, scored an extra time, made it 4-3, then gave up a late goal to make it 4-4, and then lost in penalties. This was not a Packers type loss. This was nothing but a USA soccer type loss. That's what this was. The only difference with this one is 45 million people watched it in prime time with some level of expectation rather than it happening at 3 a.m. overseas and no one giving a shit. But the United States giving you that little bit of hope before it all completely crumbles, this is old hat. I've not seen anything new. My eyes do not deceive me. This is United States men's soccer. Just when you think it's turning around, just when you think the girl across the cafeteria, you know, sports talk, always the girl. She thinks she's looking at you. You wave. Oh, no, the hunk is behind you, and it was him the entire time. That's what happened here. This was nothing more than a typical USA loss. Now, we'll always have those 61 seconds where Tillman had another great free kick. And I thought, okay, because that 1-0, I thought, the way this is going to go, they're going to lose. And then at 1-1, I thought, well, now I think we're going to win. And then at 2-1, I thought, motherfucker! And that was 61 seconds later. This third goal that was scored, my Lord. So leading up to the third goal, I was gonna fire off a tweet, and I only say that because then I would have had proof. But I'm watching Christian Pulisic run around there, and he is dogging it. And Stu Holden's up in the booth saying, just go down. But he's like trying to say it loud enough that maybe Pulisic can hear him on the pitch, on the field. Go down, go down. Go down. If you're hurt, go down. Don't be a hero. He's jogging. He can't get it. And then what do? They kick it to RN. I don't know what. I thought Freeze got fouled. Nope. Just took a practice swing. Just took a breakfast ball on that one. Mulligan. What are you doing? Kick it away. And then, of course, Belgium finds a way to pop it in. So it's 3-1. And you're thinking, well, this is probably over. But Belgium just had two miracle goals to get here in the first place. So maybe they can do it. And they have a couple of good shots, and Berhalter has a nice strike, and it looked like Balogun might get something going. And then the time keeps ticking and ticking. And then I'm thinking to myself, this game, we're not going to score again, but this game's not going to end 3-1. Some bullshit. And there it is. 4-1 the final. USA lost to Belgium in 2014 against a lot of these guys. Some didn't even come in. De Bruyne didn't come in. But these guys are like, they're like Steph Curry, LeBron James. I mean, they're still good. But 8 years ago, 12 years ago, they were at their prime. And back then, USA took that team to extra time and made a good game. And now we've got our guys that are supposed to make it different, and we let them run roughshod all over us. So just an awful game from every which way. A game that really I feel stupid for being optimistic about. But this is the United States men's national team. This is it. This is it. And we can talk about what do they need to do. I put a tweet out that said, this is why, you know, boomers are calling you field fairies. They're making their kid play third string tight end instead of going out for soccer. I know it's got to start deeper than that. You know, there's some things that I don't know how they do it here. They should do it here. I don't want six-year-old kids to be in academies, to be claimed and to be developed. But then if I don't want that, maybe we're not going to win the World Cup. But also our way of doing it is worse. Because what we're doing is we're having 7, 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids pay tens of thousands of dollars to essentially win U-12 tournaments so that these clubs can continue to pump the next class out of money. Soccer needs to be affordable and accessible. That's what it needs to be. Just like basketball. Basketball is affordable and accessible. And then there's AAU and all that bullshit. So I'm not going to do a lot on this tonight, but there's a place for all that. But if this is going to get better, basketball courts need to be, people just need to get out and play. You need to get out and play. So hopefully the exposure to this will get them to get out and play. And kids still have Messi. You know, Ronaldo's bumped, but kids still have Messi. Kids can still have Harry Kane. You know, Haaland's becoming the star of this tournament, maybe. So kids are still going to emulate that for a little bit. And then what's going to happen is they're going to mess around and play this summer. And then someone's going to be like, well, we got to travel, sign them up for travel. Well, how about this nice rec program? Oh, no, we got to be travel. $300 for your nice rec program with a good coach like Bart Winkler? Why don't you throw a one in front of that so I could have some guy with an English accent grease these kids for more money? I'm not doing a lot on that tonight. This is about the United States men's team that failed us. They captured our hearts. They did. For 3 weeks, they didn't fail us. For 3 weeks, it was great. I mean, it was a good ride. It ended early. So I'm not saying you can't look back and have fun moments in this cup. You certainly can. There were some good moments in this cup for the United States alone. Bosnia game, Tillman strike, the 4-1 win, Australia, the crowds, the gatherings, so many good moments. The team failed their objective. And I don't think that a lot of times when teams lose, we don't want to say, and this I go back to the Giannis thing, we don't want to say it's a failure for some reason. We want to have the silver lining. We want to have, well, you know, in 4 years, it's not the time for that. They'll regroup. They'll probably have to find a new coach because he's leaving. New kids will come up. Got to get him out of MLS. I'm sorry. but it's okay to, what were your expectations that they would win tonight and play Spain? Okay. Did they beat those expectations? No. So what's that called? It's called a failure. And that's okay to admit that.
If your business runs on 5 different apps, 12 browser tabs, and 1 spreadsheet that everyone's afraid to touch, it's probably time for Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one business management software that connects every part of your business into one powerful, easy-to-use platform. So instead of wasting time switching between disconnected systems, your entire business works together in real time. Your team moves faster, your data stays accurate, and you can actually focus on growing your business. Let one unified system run your entire business. From the first opportunity to the final payment, everything works together in one place. Whether you're a small business or managing a large operation, Odoo gives you one flexible platform built to grow with you. Learn more at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
All of us have fought long and hard to make a better world for ourselves and our children. That's why I'm asking you to join me in supporting the NAACP. Go online now.
Sawboss, I don't care if I'm a hater. I was rooting for Belgium. I hate fake fandom and fake patriotism more. Love Bart, though. Let me tell you this about fake patriotism. I am a fan of this team. I'm not saying anything bad about our, like, this isn't, but I am a fan of this team independently from me being a fan of this country. So me being a fan and living in America is why I root for America. But I'm not going to sway my thoughts on the men's national team based on who's in office, what laws have been passed, what senators may be secretly dead and no one's telling us. I am a fan of this program, of this team, and I'm desperate for them to succeed. Now, I will say about the Donald Trump aspect of it all, Donald Trump's influence on this game, zero. Zero. Now, I said to someone else today, and I said on the stream, did Donald Trump get Balogun back on the squad? I don't believe so. Would FIFA have put him back on if Trump wasn't president? There's a little nuance there. But also, you could say, well, all this got Belgium fired up. It got Belgium fired up. You gave them bulletin board talk. They had a reason to be mad at you and mad at FIFA, and they took it out on you. This is the round of 16 in the World Cup. It doesn't matter if we bomb the shit out of a country in the hour leading up to kickoff and they want to come and give us revenge with all their might. None of that matters. If you can't get up for this game within those lines, within those touch lines, if you can't get up for this game, that's on you. If Belgium was extra motivated, that shit doesn't matter. If they found extra motivation, good for them. But I'm not going out saying Donald Trump cost me a game against Spain. No. I'll take Jake.
Hey, Trumphausen, right? You are cursed. We love curses. I don't know. It happened in the Knicks, so you never know. Hey, don't give him any ideas on bombing the country that you're about to play an hour before the game, because in this day and age, you never know.
Hey. You better order those waffles, because tariffs about to go up.
Hey-o. Hey, I don't know. So I watched the last 15 minutes of the game or so, and I just found it very strange. And this is from someone who knows dick all about soccer, but like, I didn't think that the United States looked like they had a sense of urgency. Like, they looked like they kind of just gave up to me by the way they moved and the looks on their faces. I don't know if it was shell shock or what, but I was expecting, you know, 10 minutes left in the game, I'm like, okay, you guys got to start moving, doing something. And I just didn't see a lot of fire. Is that kind of the normal protocol, or were they just that exhausted?
No, the thing that sucks about this game the most is this was not the team that we were sold it was. This was not how they played. They came out with fire. They came out as the aggressor. They came out very crisp. I think the stat was in the first half. Leading up to this game, they completed around 80% of their passes in the attacking half. Tonight, it was down to about 60. They were giving up the ball a lot. I believe Pulisic turned the ball over 11 times, and I haven't shit on him as much as you might expect in the first 23 minutes, but I'm sure that will come. He was terrible, and in these games has been terrible. They avoided the quick goal right away, and so I thought, all right, that was it. Because I was a little worried about that, and they avoided it. But instead of being like, all right, let's go, they did play weird. The defense was full of miscommunication. They let Belgium just have free passes in that little six-yard box, the little penalty box. And then it was playing catch-up time, and it was never going to work. So the team that – I know the history of U.S. soccer is think, maybe, okay, and then just a shit – show like this, but this team gave you reason to believe it would be different, not just because you wanted it to be different, but they had given you some reason to believe it would be different. And then everyone who was supposed to be a star did not step up, and in fact played worse than they should have. For all this talk about Balogun, he did very little. Freeman had a bad touch in the goal on a long pass. There was just nobody. They weren't crisp. They let Belgium dictate everything. And then for a while, too, Jake, they had, like, more control of the ball, but they were also giving it over at worse times. They didn't have their first shot until, like, the 21-minute mark. Belgium outshot them. What is the official stat here? I don't know. A lot to a little. Just absolutely terrible.
Well, do you think with all the excitement and everything leading up, like, being that you were the host country, do you think that that played a role at all, that, you know, the extra pressure there?
I think what that should do is give you a boost and be like, fuck you, this is our soil. Yeah, I don't think it should have added much pressure. Belgium, I mean, Seattle's the place. There was no better circumstance for you than tonight, and they failed immediately. And then they come back. You know, as much as the first goal sucked, to score 61 seconds later, you give up an even shittier goal than the first. And then the third goal, aliens are going to come to our planet.
That's right here.
They're going to see how that goal was scored. And they're going to be like, meep, meep, no intelligent life here. Turn around. Or, let's just conquer with one blast. That was as bad as it gets, dude. That was.
I can tell you're hurting, man. I wanted to bring some positivity. Paul, spoiler alert, the Brewers won, had a nice seventh inning. WWE Raw was a pretty cool episode. So, you know.
I like that there was a hot match at the end. Yeah. But I don't like how they did that.
Yeah, it seemed a little. Thrown together, and like it didn't
well,
make a lot of
sense. They didn't want the crowd to boo Cody,
I guess, which if you have to book that way, that should probably tell you about kind of what they need to do with Cody if you're having to protect him from a crowd.
Anything else?
Just that I was worried about you. I could tell it in the tone of your voice, and I love you, and I hope things look better for you. All right, buddy.
I think what I'm the most mad about is it's going to deflate the excitement about this World Cup for a lot of people, including me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people watch their last bit of soccer tonight for the next 4 years.
they'll be like, oh, is anything going on for the final? Or they'll watch another, they'll follow. But you're not, I mean, you felt the whole world watching Argentina the other night. You felt the whole country watching England, Mexico last night. That's over.
Yeah, there's a bar that's close to my house that they have a block party for every like night almost. And I have a feeling the next one that they do, it's going to be a quarter of the people there, because I drove past it tonight and it was packed. I mean, you couldn't get in there. So yeah, it's a bummer. I was, again, I'm not a big soccer guy, but for all the obvious reasons, I was rooting for them to keep going. So that sucks. But on another positive note, Giannis made it a lot more easy for me to hate him today. The guy is just so out of touch. He's so disconnected.
I don't want to talk about Giannis right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But yeah, I think he's going to go down as easy as Rodgers as a villain for me. Like, I feel nothing for the guy anymore.
Well, the YouTube video was good.
Yeah, but did you see that he was like streaming with some.
Yeah, like, that was weird.
You know, one of these guys that goes on the street and like provokes people to try to get him to attack him. He was streaming with his brother Alex and this guy.
Is his PR trying to make him unlikable? I mean, what is going on?
I don't know. It was a historic year for bad PR for that guy. Like, to go from where he was to where he is, that is quite a run.
All right. I'm done with Giannis.
So am I.
See you, buddy.
Love you.
I take Jake. Into the Winklerverse, brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART for 25% off each and every order. That is at happyplacehemp.com. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART. As we come to you on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, let me go through some more comments. Anderson UWP, look at the world ranks of the teams they beat and who they lost to. Basically beat who they're supposed to and lost to who they're supposed to. Even if the bracket was different, with all due respect, losing to Belgium, we lost to Belgium in 14. We lost to the Netherlands in 22. If we're going to lose, I want to lose to France. I want to lose to Spain. I want to lose to Argentina. I want to lose to a premier soccer power. I want to see us against them. Do I, though? I mean, this was a massacre tonight. This was a massacre tonight. Do I want to see him? Forrest says, Mexico looked the same, out of sorts, no real plan. The game was happening faster than the mind can process. It's a new level for this team. We're getting there. 4 years is just a long wait. And that's what's so, I mean, this is what's so great about it. Is it is rare, and I don't ever want them to go to 3 years or 2 years. Part of this is there's a cycle, and you have your Euros, and you have your Copa Americas, and you bring in the next batch, and you have your Nations League, and you have your Gold Cup, and you have other tournaments, and you have friendlies, and then you do the World Cup. I never want them to try to squeeze more juice out of that fruit there. I was going to say juice out of the onion, which I kind of like. Maybe I'll make that a new thing. But then when you lose, it's like, fuck, it's over. Brazil, it's over. Germany's over. USA, over. I'm going for Norway, says Don. I like that Viking. Norway's a fun team. I could get behind them. I don't know how I feel about England. Like, when you go to these bars and they're rooting for England, it's fun to root with them. I was at Three Lions for the last England game, and I was like rooting for them and against them at the same time. I felt like I was rooting for Mexico. I get why to not root for either, but I don't think I want it to come home. France is a boring pick to win. Belgium's actually the team I took to win in some tournament, so I'm still alive in that. But Belgium's not that good. Spain was tiddling their balls today with Portugal, but Ryan says, to be honest, round of 16 is a success. Remember, this program failed to qualify for the 2018 World Cup and were embarrassed. To think they were going to just waltz their way to winning the World Cup this year was a stretch in thinking. This isn't USA men's basketball winning a gold medal game in the Olympics by 30 points. This is the FIFA World Cup, the most globally competitive sporting event. They'll be back. Back to what? Copa America 2028 is just under 2 years away. Yeah, but they're not. Okay, so that's fine if the starting point is 2018. If you're like, in 2018, we didn't qualify for the World Cup, and then in 22, you qualify and lose to the Netherlands, and then in 26, you're in, you win a knockout game in the new round and then lose, you can feel some progress. But we're going back to 94. They lost to Brazil 1-0 in the knockout round. 98 was bad. 02, they got to the quarters. We haven't been back since. People, the shit like, oh, they'll be back or we're looking good. They were saying that 24 years ago. 24 years ago. And that's a whole generation of kids. That's a whole new crop of kids. That's parents. Like, if you're watching the World Cup when you're 17 years old in 2002 and think, man, I hope we can get there someday. And like, you're a soccer player and then you have a kid. Like, he could have been in this cycle. I don't want to say we wasted a generation. I know this is a terribly difficult tournament to win, especially now that it's expanded, but the U.S. has not shown progress. I'm a big fan, man. I love this team. I love this program. There's a lot of ups. There's a lot of downs. Are we better off than where we were in 2002? Culturally, but then it's all this like, I don't know. I saw Stugatz. Oh, done pretending to be a soccer fan. Then fucking don't. Don't do it. Look, I know the Olympics. Every 4 years, you might care about track and swimming, and then you don't. Yeah, and if that's what this is for you, that's fine. That's fine. For a lot of people, it's more than that. All right, Matt says, not a big soccer guy. Is Reem a bad player? Well, he was tonight. Tim Reem is just one of these classic guys that he's like the prototype of what you want. He played at Fulham for 9 years. But the best guy we can do in the middle is a 38-year-old that plays in the MLS. Kyle says Reem is cooked. Pulisic shrank in this game. I can't sell you on Pulisic. He shrinks in these games. And he gets hurt a lot in these games. And this was a game set up for him to possibly put his stamp on early and dominate. And he did not do that. There's a tweet here. ESPN writer, Kyle Bonagura. Pulisic has left injured in 3 of the 7 World Cup games he has started. What do you say about that? I mean, what do you do about that? Tyler says this was karma. Very satisfying to see them get throttled. You lost twice today. No. Because Balogun didn't do jack shit anyway. Mile High. It's so satisfying to see them get throttled. Karma. You and anyone who supported the corruption lost twice today. Oh, okay. Another is lost twice. Is that what you guys, is that what the marching orders were? Lost twice? I don't know. I have rooted against the Packers because of Rodgers and shit. So I don't know. I can't be too hard on that. If you whatever.
Imagine buying your kid a toy only to find the batteries aren't included, or buying furniture but missing the tools to build it. Frustrating, right? Now imagine the exact same feeling, but you're paying way more. That is what buying business software usually feels like. Fragmented, disconnected, and incredibly expensive. Odoo completely changes that. Odoo is a complete, fully integrated business suite where all your apps actually talk to each other. We're talking automated lead routing for your sales team, seamless AI integration, and intuitive point-and-click website builder. It's everything your business needs to scale, saving you time, headaches, and money. Stop piecing your software together. Go to odoo.com. That's odoo.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
Kyle says the sports funnel in America is based on the ability to pay, not ability to play across the board. Absolutely. Look at all these different collections of fans that are out in this country that live here. Okay? We have, I'm talking like, you can go anywhere in this World Cup and see Colombian watch parties, England watch parties, Mexican watch parties, Argentinian watch parties, Brazilian watch parties. And these aren't just people putting on the jersey as a trend. Or like, I visited Cape Verde once. I love Cabo Verde. These are diehards. Some third, some second, some first generation immigrants. Where are these kids playing soccer? Go to a tournament. Go to a tournament this weekend. Who's playing soccer? It's not the best kids. It's the parents that could afford it the most. That's who's fucking playing soccer in this country. Forrest says, our way of doing it is soft, wealthy suburban kids playing this sport. It has an elitist mentality, and average Americans despise that. It's a real problem for us competing on the world stage. Well, like, I'll tell you what's going on with me. There's two clubs, two main clubs. One starts off as a rec program, and then eventually there's select. And within that program, it does get more expensive and more demanding. But you can continue to play rec. And if you're good enough and you can't afford it, they'll find scholarships or things like that. But then the other program is more private, and they want you to start thinking of select as soon as you can. because a 7- and 8- and 9-year-old and 10-year-old kid playing rec for 4 years and then going select or travel or whatever. Yeah, you'll eventually make money on these kids when they're 11. But why start making money on them if you're 11, if you can make money when they're 10 and make money when they're 9 and make money when they're 8 and make money when they're 7? I'll tell you the other thing. You can say that you're going to do it different as a parent. You can. You can say, I'm going to do it different as a parent. But the minute you see another kid that feels like he's getting more training or he's better skilled than your kid, you're going to panic. You're going to say, am I missing out? Am I not doing everything right for my kid? And then what's going to happen? Then you're going to go against your morals and your ethics, and you're going to put him in that program. And then the kid's going to be so burnt out because you're playing him like he's a pro that by the time he's 12, he's going to quit. And you're 15K in the hole for a kid that now hates soccer. And I know there's similarities with baseball and basketball and hockey as well, so I shouldn't just single out that. But America has, like, capitalism took over the pros. Capitalism got into college. And now capitalism is getting into youth sports. Because you're willing to pay. So as long as that continues, Corey is in Cream City somewhere. Maybe a little leg. I got you, I think. Is that the roofs at Les Lucky?
Hold on one second here, Bart. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting multiple things happening here. I'm getting like a, just give me one sec.
Yeah, get out, get back in. I mean, if that's not left, I don't know what. I don't know what's wrong with me. We'll keep him up there and see if he shows any nip. Brandon says, my oldest kid decided to stick with his U11 Milwaukee Kickers soccer team instead of playing football in fifth grade. All right. That's a future World Cup player right there. Tony says, failure because the game today was not competitive. And I just, you know, it pains me because I can't get my message out to everybody. And it pains me to see people that maybe I still think or could be contemporaries to myself, people that are, anyone that's talking sports for a living, some are going to be way too hard on soccer and say, like, why do I ever care about this shit? No, what happened over the last 3 weeks is very special. And that was success from the fans and people that are ready to root for a team that gives them something to root for. The team itself failed. And there's going to be a lot of bullshit conversations in the middle. But just like everything else, I feel I'm right. Are you at Lefts?
No, I was at Lefts.
I thought that was Lefts roof.
No, this is my backyard.
Oh shit. Look at you.
Yeah, we try over here.
Patio.
This is the grand scheme of Tosa right here. Everybody's got this kind of setup. I started out my night over at Bel Air. That was an embarrassment for soccer fans. It feels like all these places have like a Michelob Ultra like reps that are there. And so they had this like set up and whatever. And the only people that were there were like moms and dads with like two kids. Nobody gave a shit about the game. I'm in the back, like with a Modelo, like screaming, jumping around.
Were we told Bel Air was going to be the place to be tonight, or did you just assume that?
Well, they were advertising on their Instagram that like they're showing the game. And I knew I couldn't get to Nomad. I just the time frame that I had for tonight wasn't going to make sense. But I was like, well, let's try some Tosa places. And so I went to Bel Air, and that was a joke. Everybody's sitting down. Nobody gave a shit. Moved over to Walters at the hydration break in the first half. And I had to explain to some guy why during that PK, why they were like, why Belgium was like laying on the ground. And like, because they couldn't understand that. And they're like, why is that guy just laying down? Is he taking a nap?
You know,
like,
that tactic, it took a long time for that to actually get into the game. I'm kind of surprised on that.
Yeah.
One tactic I'd like to see get out of the game is the stupid fucking stutter step they do on these PKs.
Oh, that's really annoying. Just line up and fire. And also, I think, and this went, I mean, this was with Mexico last night too, I think to a degree, but U.S. did the same thing. Just in Spain today, maybe it was more Spain today than anything, but just be a hero. You know, when you have a shot, don't like be like, oh, I should probably pass it to make it look better. Just take a shot. And that was, I mean, that was this thing the last three matches, it felt like. But yeah, then I eventually, tangent aside, I eventually went down to lefts, and that was okay. At least people down there were like wearing some jerseys and or kits and, and hanging out, you know, like and knew what was going on, and they were at least involved in the game match. But
no, don't.
Sorry.
I'm not, I won't be, I can't be that guy.
No, I'm sorry.
I can't. I soccer field 0-0 game.
Yeah, jersey. No, I get it. I absolutely get it. Lefts was the best atmosphere of the three that I went to. So, but I don't know. Just, I don't know what the hell, you know, they were thinking come out flat. Belgium comes out. And you had said earlier today, 6 minutes, you were off by three.
Yeah, I think, but I also said 3-1, I think, but I said the U.S. would win.
Yeah. And, you know, like, you know, so Belgium scores, U.S. comes back, and then I think, I don't know what, they didn't even have time to, like, process that they had tied it, you know, or they were still celebrating or whatever, and all of a sudden they're down, and then we had, like, a U11 Milwaukee Kickers keeper and out there. You know, and I know I was texting with you, but, you know, don't be a keeper apologist here. That was a fucking major mistake.
No, I said if aliens saw that was the first thing they saw, they'd turn around because there's no sign of intelligent life here. I mean, that was as bad as it gets. It wasn't that just he came out. It was the breakfast ball swing he had on that first. I thought, oh, he sure got tripped.
Yeah,
I thought every goal, except for the last one, which of course was coming. But the first one, I'm like, at least that was offsides. And it was like, oh, no, our defense just sucks. Second goal, well, that had to be offside. Oh, no, our defense just fucking sucks. And then the third goal, oh, that has to be a foul. Oh, no, the goalie just fucking whiffed it.
Yeah, just an absolute just idiocy. And I just, I don't know. I mean, I was really amped up to see them play Spain. And I thought all the way that the way that Spain had been playing, that we had it, you know, that we like would at least win or lose, would at
Friday
least
afternoon, have an
interesting
I
match.
I was just so ready for, I was just, they, and this was, so it, like the failure success conversation is going to be had a lot. And there's a lot about this World Cup that was a success. Based on like the fans and stuff, but for the team itself, you think back to Qatar and they went as far in that tournament as they did in this one.
Right.
But they got an extra win because there's an extra round.
Exactly.
But so 2014, when we lost to Belgium, there's nothing to compare what happened because you had a game in the United States in the summer where no one has anything to talk about. So every sports station is on you. It's not in the winter. It's not at 3 a.m.
Yep.
And they left us wanting more in a shitty way. And I'm also going to bring in an Eagle.
Oh my God. The Eagle.
The Eagle's
He's been back. In Seattle this whole time.
He called, the Eagle called Belgium. Coming, and then you didn't go tonight, did you, Eagle?
Oh yeah. I was there, unfortunately.
Oh no. Tell me about it.
We just didn't turn up. It was, I mean, pretty much from like kickoff, it was just, we didn't show up. That's all there is to it.
How were those 61 seconds where we felt like we might have a game until we got scored on again?
Oh my God. It was like, it felt like 4th of July. It was like, holy shit. Like, that's what we needed. Like, we can do this. And then, like, we were still celebrating and they scored. It's like, I didn't even like see it live. Like, we were still just screaming USA.
Yeah, that was bullshit. You shouldn't be allowed to score that quickly after a goal. They should make you just back for two minutes, especially if you're the road team.
I was like so busy celebrating my friends, and all of a sudden it was like, shit, what just happened? Yeah, so. Hey, Eagle, I got to ask, what if you would like to tell us, how much have you dropped in the last 3 weeks or so on tickets here?
Oh, man. Well, I got my tickets during the lottery like 9 months ago for all the Seattle matches. So not too much as like people buying tickets last minute. We got them. Yeah. At like, I don't know, I guess you could say FIFA face value, but not like a terrible amount just because I got them so long ago. Like I knew USA had a chance of making it to the round of 16 here in Seattle. But regardless, I just got all Seattle tickets since I live here. But
that's the last game there, right? They're done now.
Oh yeah, they're done. I've got a ticket to Los Angeles, the quarterfinal, which I'm, you know, bummed I get to see Belgium play for the fourth fucking time instead of USA. But I'm now rooting for Spain, so Viva España.
Yeah, go get your Spain jersey before Friday.
I know. I was already on Amazon, like walking out of the stadium, like, all right, I gotta get it. Get a Spain jersey in the next 4 days.
All right, you're a little choppy, so I'm gonna let you go. But I appreciate Eagle. I appreciate you coming on here tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Audio. Eagle.
Hey Bart, I'm dropping off too. I think my internet's been wild all night.
All right. I'm not long for this night anymore either. Fucking bullshit ass shit. Fuck. Okay, I'll do it. I'll remove it for you. It's hard to get out of the room. Corey, thanks to Corey. Eagle, thanks to Eagle. I just want to see if there's any other people don't like my comment. Boomers asking each other if this is the best team we can field in a country of 350 million people after making their kid be the third string defensive tackle in high school rather than play soccer. I think I used the wrong position. That's all right. I'm not deleting tweets now that I get the engagement. What the fuck do I care? Some Heat fan saw this post that I made in February. I said, Giannis will never, ever, ever be a member of the Miami Heat. And they're trying to like clown me on it. And I'm like, fucking please. Please clown me. I'll take the money. I don't give a fucking shit. Yeah, there's no moral victory here. All right. Here's a tweet from Cap10. This is the hardest I've ever been hit by a sports result. As a diehard NBA and NFL fan, you can shrug it off and say next year. Today is the end of the generation we'd had hope for in 6+ years. Just like that, it's gone without having changed anything for our country. I understand it's a tall order to get to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. But the recipe, roster, coach, location, at your fucking home, by the way, it was all there for the taking. And you've been eliminated in the same spot you keep being eliminated in. You think in Mexico? You think they're talking about in Mexico this was a successful World Cup? They fucking lost at home in the round of 16. And so did we. Failure. There's positives you can have. This was, they failed. The very low expectations for them that we had, they failed. This is Into the Winklerverse. Episodes 4, 5, 6 times throughout the week. The soccer part will probably take this down for now. Say goodbye to Striker. See you, buddy. We had a good run, Strikey. We had a good run. Thanks to you. Thanks to Striker for stopping into... Where is he? Fucking camera. The Winklerverse.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft.
I thought I was safe.
If that happens, LifeLock gives you a U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims, your agent handles it all. In fact, we're so confident, restoration is guaranteed, or your money back. Isn't it nice to have someone like that on your side? Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
We all prefer things a certain way, like groceries. If you want groceries just how you like them, you gotta try Instacart. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Because when it comes to groceries, the details matter. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.